The idea of you walking down the street.
Yeah.
Makes
well, the
me
song
very
goes
happy.
Like this.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what the, because you did it on your podcast.
Yeah. The song goes like this. Dun, dun, dun. Me walking down the street, feeling so good to me. Yeah, yeah. Having fun with my friends.
With my friends.
To the end.
To the end.
Do, 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 me walking down the street. That's how it goes.
God, that's so sweet.
It's good. I'm going to record. Oh.
In a world fraught with confusion, one man will break his silence.
Yeah. 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 Yep. Welcome back. Oh shit. Oh shit. We got some new music. Oh shit. New intro. Coming at you. Fucking coming at you. Gonna be a good show today. Lots of stuff to talk about. We're gonna start releasing these on Fridays and Wednesdays, folks. Wednesdays, halfway through the week, and also Fridays. We want to catch you on that happy Wednesday, see where you're at halfway through the week, kind of catch up with you, get in that middle of that balance, and then Fridays, when it's the best time, Fridays. So Wednesdays and Fridays, we're going to try and do twice a week. Now we're going to change it up, see how this works out. Welcome back to The Translator, a.k.a. Single White Male. We're going to follow up from last week on an article that we started about the city. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back. I'm at TikTok at The Translator Podcast. Call the number, babies. Little baby. I'm at, for the number, let's go with 229-901-9714. 229-901-9714. Awesome theme music. Thank you so much. Welcome back to The Translator, a.k.a. Single White Male Podcast. Where are we at with... Oopsie. Here we go. Okay, yeah. So we're back here. I wanted to give you all my handles in the very beginning. My TikTok's different than my Instagram. Let's see what the TikTok handle is. I posted a video the other day, and I got 780 views. I need more follows. I got likes, and I got a lot of views. So TikTok seems to be where it's at to start things, and my username there is just at The Translator Podcast, okay? Please hit me up on there if you're on there, or hit me up. I got this person following me here on TikTok. Yeah, see, I see they have views, and they have how many followers? Oh, 91. Okay, so they're just kind of getting started. It's a little bit different for everybody. Let's see, Instagram. Instagram, I got 1,369 followers. Not bad, not too shabby. But my last post only had 17 likes. But the yeah, so we're going to build that up because we've had posts before that had a lot of likes. So we're going to continue to do that. On Instagram, it's the_translator_podcast. And if you watch Twitch or Twitch Gaming, twitch.tv/outpatient for gaming. That's my gaming channel. And let's get to the show. Cool. So did you guys like my new intro? I got some new sounds here that are pretty cool. And there's one that I didn't play. Here, I'll give you a preview of it because I'm going to be using this guy a lot more.
Certified badass.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds good. It's deep. I got a whole collection of those, and I'm planning on making, you know, some better stuff, but I don't want to get too wrapped up in it. Let's go ahead and get to let's get to a story that let's continue a little bit from last week. Just kind of update you. I mean, today is Friday. I'm really happy for everybody who is working today and trying their best, trying shit, don't work. And just keep trying, keep working. And today's Friday. You got about, I mean, on my count, I want to release this earlier, like Friday morning for y'all. So you can pretend this is going to come out Friday early morning as opposed to Friday at 2:30. I still got stuff I got to do after this podcast and get ready for this evening because it's going to be a fun evening out with some friends. But if you're listening at work, I commend you, number one, for working right now. If you are working, I give you a big commend because I know it's hard. And then also, if you're just doing anything else, enjoy the show either way. All right, let's dig in. This is, okay, I'm just going to omit the city for the most part. But our city is about to face a controversy. It says here, real estate, architecture, and urban planning news around, you know, our city here. And the new thing that I talked about last week was basically they're going to take part of the town that we live in, the busy part, like the downtown area, which is really quaint and beautiful and boutique. And we're going to make it into a walkable. They're going to stop traffic so that part of the city you can just walk in. Which I think is really cool. I mean, if you go to a lot of spots in our area, there are like many like downtown areas around. They're about 15, 20 minutes away from each other. Let's say like in our circle, there's about 5 downtown areas. And each one's different. Some of them you can drive through the center of them usually, and then you can just walk around all the other spots. Some are larger than others. Some are all walking. And I personally, on a personal level, I enjoy the walking ones because, well, for one, it's really great exercise, and it's the only place that you can really get away from cars that you can just walk unless you're in a park. You know, unless you're in a park or hiking or whatever, like it just feels like you're around people. It's like an outdoor mall. I will say there's a downtown area in particular that I love that kind of looks like the set of Back to the Future 1 at the end in the city where this huge clock tower thing is. And it's just like this downtown area. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. It really is like you're out of a movie, and it gives you a scalability that you don't get unless you're in the city. The buildings aren't enormous, but they're big enough to give you a kind of a nostalgic feeling, which I am a big fan of, which I want to talk about next is nostalgia. But on this article here, we're going to go into it. So-and-so town business owners concerned about the impacts of a street open to pedestrians in the city's bustling downtown appear to get in their way with city government. It came to light last week that Roswell City, okay, here we go. City officials were planning to close roughly a block of this street this summer, from Memorial Day to Labor Day on a trial basis, as it means is boosting pedestrian accessibility and safety. The idea naturally was roundly applauded on a forum like this. The section in question is home to boutiques and eateries such as 1920 Tavern NJ. Okay, so just saying what they're going to do. At a contentious city hall meeting with the mayor, Mayor Wilson, this week, downtown proprietors worried a lot that blocking access to vehicles and street parking with this street would hurt their business. They also complained that the mayor hastily put street closure plans together without enough public engagement. One business owner complained of feeling like a kicked dog. What a silly bitch. The consensus seems to be that parking is the main issue and that opening parts of the street should be tabled until a city-funded parking garage opens nearby within 2 years. Okay, hold on. Another more formal meeting with business owners is planned for Tuesday. Okay. And the temporary promenade idea will have to pass an official City Hall vote before meeting forward. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. So the thing, my point was last week on this whole thing was like, hey, I actually personally prefer it. I think it's cool for me because I can park somewhere nearby or I can actually ride my bike there and hopefully just lock up my bike and walk because I live close enough. If you don't live close enough, then, I mean, if you don't live in the city, you know, or, you know, you could still live in this city and not live close enough to do it. But, you want to be able to drive there and park and then walk, right? So they do have to increase like a places to park, and the places to park there are not cheap. But they're nothing like in the city, like in Midtown or in Atlanta. They're just not, they're not that expensive. They're like $10. You know, I wouldn't pay it because I live close enough. But if they do this and they make it like this, then yes, they will have to worry about, I don't really care about the driving aspect. I care about the parking part of it. I think there are plenty of places to drive around it. And this is a very small section, and it also does improve, like, again, this is a personal preference of mine. It's not for everybody. It does improve the walkability. Like it changes the feel when people can just walk freely, like don't feel like they're going to get hit by a car, or like they don't want to have all that gas and all that noise. Cause there's like, it's really noisy when cars come through, or when, what is it? A motorcycle comes through. It's ridiculous, but that's my personal preference. But my overall feeling about this was, this is a political issue. So, you know, I said, well, listen, those business owners can go and complain to the city hall. This is a put on a vote. The mayor doesn't have the power to just do these things. That's why it says here another more formal meeting with the business owners planned for Tuesday. in order to pass, they have to put it to count, city council vote. So the city council has to vote on it. And who do you think is in city council? It's people that meet with the business owners. The business owners have a ton more power than the regular people. They're not supposed to, but they do, in the sense of they have the city council on their, you know, lending an ear, because they make a lot of money for the city. So you better believe how much they control. So I just don't want to hear them complaining like they are. I mean, complain, but go and do it in the city hall meeting and then come up with a good plan and then present it. Don't just like go against your mayor, like hardcore without, I don't know what exactly he did. I'm sure that they were consulted. I'm sure that they had a choice. And again, like I said, it has to go through a meeting anyway and a vote before they can move forward. So, so that's the politics, little politics story for you today. You know, let me know how you feel about it. I know it's not happening in your city. If this did happen in your city, how would you feel about it? What's your thought? It's nothing too crazy. Very, very small story here. 229-901-9714. There we go. Remember the number again. Oh my God.
Certified badass.
See, okay. Old Fourth Ward. Okay. Gave it away again. Okay. In the heart of this neighborhood, neighbors are upset that this power company for quickly moving plans forward to expand a substation, a project that will claim 9 homes and, according to some nearby property owners, become an intrusive eyesore. I mean, I don't even want to get into this one. This is stupid, okay? So I'm going to see if this has anything to it. No, and it's not in my city. And there's actually plenty of space in the city for something like this. They'll figure out something out. So I'm not too worried about it. I don't want to bore you with that. Let me see if there's another one current event I want to talk about, and then we'll move on. I did mention last week that, I mean, I swear to God, I don't want Yahoo being my search engine. I want it to be Google. Jesus, going back to Yahoo default. I really got to fix that. So I got current events coming out strong at the beginning. I'd rather do them later in the show, but I want to add a sports section. So if anybody out there knows anything about sports and wants to do it just wants me to give them a call while I'm doing the show. It could be like on the Monday, on the Wednesday or the Friday, and do a quick either 10 or 15 minutes on sports. Or if they want to come on the show, or if they want to do a longer sports thing and talk about something current events in sports, let me know. 229-901-9714. I'll be glad to call you if you don't want to be in studio, and we can have really crystal clear audio in order to do that. So that'll be cool. And you can be my sports guy or gal. Yeah, a lot of girls out there like sports too. So if you're a lady out there and you're a fan of sports or a particular sports team and you want to give me sports updates, we can go to you. We can go to the phones and make it part of the show. So we're going to start doing some segments. So right now we're in current events. So this is going to be fun. We got current events. Right now it's just current events. We're not going to we're not like federal policy levels right now. We're just kind of checking out some stuff and giving our opinions about it. And then we're going to move on. All right, let's see where we're at with time real quick. Okay, good. So that was 15 minutes. So good. So we can probably cut it there. And we'll try to get four segments in today. I don't know what they're going to be yet, folks. I just kind of do. So for another 15, so what was the second thing? I really wanted to talk. Oh, nostalgia. Yeah, let me bring up this picture. I wanted to bring up this because of the nostalgia I felt during looking at this. The picture I'm looking at of my city is looks like it was taken during the fall. And obviously now it's like summer, even though it's not officially summer yet. I guess it kind of is. Excuse me. And it just kind of looks like this picture was taken during the fall, like before Halloween. And it just immediately changes your mood when you see this thing. You can see the temperature's a lot cooler. You can see the leaves are fallen. They're changed colors. They're orange. And it's kind of overcast a little bit. And you immediately can feel like the cool wind. So that's really cool. That's really neat. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, I was listening to another podcast about, it was Joey Diaz. It was The Joint with Joey Diaz, a friend of Joe Rogan, part of the West Coast comedy crew, now lives in New Jersey, moved back to Jersey, you know, very successful guy and what his endeavors were. And he talks a lot about, he just wrote a book. I don't know when it's coming out, but I definitely want to probably at least try to get it and read it. A lot of it just kind of details his life. He was a criminal and a lot of stuff went on, and he talks about it on his podcast like a lot. Now he talks about different stuff. He really likes helping people, likes kind of like explaining things to people. And I really like his style. He does talk about the past a lot. He thinks about, he talks about the past. I think it's really fun because, like, if you think back, me and my friends do this all the time. This is kind of why I wanted to start this segment on the podcast. I think we're just going to have a segment named something cool. We're going to put a sound effect to it. I wish I had one right now. Let me see if I can play one live for you. But, it's going to be, what do they call it? Like retro, like a retro section, like where we go back and we talk about like, hey, we were around, my friends and I, before the internet and before cell phones, really, and what the time was like then. And there's all different parts of your life you can kind of look back at and talk about. You can kind of live there for 15 minutes and have a, and you kind of let yourself get into that. So we'll be able to plan some segments around that so we can have subject to talk about in those things. And I think that's going to be a lot easier. I think it's going to be a cool way we're doing this. So we got the retro, we got the sports, we got the current events, and we need one more. But in the retro section, while I still have time here, let's see where we're at. Sorry, folks, we're going to do this as we go. Okay, cool. So yeah, I got another 10 minutes here. let's see. We were going back. We were talking about the other day. We were talking about a lot. We were talking about, now y'all who are listening, some of you already know this, but we were talking about gaming. A lot of people playing Xbox, PlayStation, video games. And the difference between, you know, and I recently, to be honest with you. Maybe we'll have like a movies or game section too. Actually, that'd be pretty cool. Sorry, it's my mic. My mic's farting. I'm going away from video games more than ever. There's a few games that I play now. What I've noticed is I just don't enjoy. I can't go into a game. I can't go deep into video games anymore. I don't know what changed me, but I will say the further, like, I used to find games very interesting. Like the more detailed it was and the more intricate and the more I felt like they really spent time on like making all these menus with all these options and all these things. And you'd have so much time to play this and customize your character and do this, that, and the other. And now it gives me great anxiety. I'm like, I don't want to go this far into this game. I don't want to do this, 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 and this, because I am wasting my fucking life. I'm wasting my life in this. And I wasted a lot of my life in it. Now, a lot of times video games did serve me well. And there are some that will, I heard somebody say the other day, like, if your girlfriend leaves you, your video games will always be there for you. Like, they'll never leave you. Like, you could have like a bad breakup or, you know, be lonely. And then, you know, you'll have your video games. Like, they'll always be there. You'll always have like Destiny or Halo, or, you know, your favorite games, Fortnite and this, that, and the other to play and to play with your friends. And that's true. That is true. You know, it's never going to let you down. But when I don't look to the future for games anymore. And also that goes for movies too, and kind of music. But here's the difference between music. And this is the other point I wanted to kind of jump to. I want to finish the video games thing. Is just not working for me anymore. It's just doesn't give me the same pleasure as it used to. It kind of stresses me out. God bless video games and how, you know, creative and magical they are. And there's some games I really like. There's some games that I really like. And we can talk about that. And I'd like to have somebody on that wants to talk video games, movies, and music. I want to have a section, like entertainment section, that we talk about, like pop culture. And I do want to particularly, I do like the nerd video game talk. I do like talking about like why a game is good, why it's not good. Like, I do love, that's like actually more fun to me to kind of break down than playing the game sometimes. So I have like this really nerdy part of me that just needs, it's like, feed me, Seymour. So I want to get nerdy with, video game talk. I think I know one person I could particularly call and talk to you about that or have on the show, and movies as well. And then, yeah. And I was going to say something about that. Shit. What was it? So done with video games, and there was something I wanted to bring up. Damn it. I feel like I want to stop it just to go back and see what I was going to say. I may have to on my next segment. But we talked about retro. Oh, going back. Because we're not wanting to, yeah, play as much. I kind of, oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. So I was talking about Joey Diaz, and he brought up again, he said, we've kind of lost the art of listening. And the way that I learned this was smoking a little bit of the devil's lettuce and listening to podcasts. Like, I'm a huge podcast fan now. Obviously, that's what inspired me to do this. And it's much different than playing a video game or watching a movie or watching TV. I actually, sometimes I'll, you know, put some nicotine in and I'll play a video game and I'll listen to a podcast while I'm doing it. It's pretty extreme. That's an extreme thing to do. Don't need to do that anymore. But what I've noticed, and I'm so glad that he kind of talked about this recently, was he wants to go to audio only. Obviously, this is audio only. Right now, I do want to do video because I do have a dream to kind of have a nice set and have people sitting around. And I think people like being on camera, some people. And I think that kind of makes it like kind of fun and stuff like that, like a little more fun. But the audio part with me, I like the audio part too, and I see what he's saying, because if you have good quality audio and your interests are in, and even though my my face is moving away from the mic, but I have good audio, and I really enjoy doing it this way, because you're not on camera. You get to kind of be free. You get to do what you want. No one can see what you're doing. You're talking, and people can focus just on your voice, and they can follow along better. And I think that's important. And I think a lot of people like that. I know a couple of my friends that only listen, and I like to watch and to listen. It just depends on what I'm doing. But for the most part, I do listen a lot, because it helps me get more stuff done too. I think listening is like super like helpful. For whatever reason, it's like a healthy thing. I think watching is like less healthy. I don't think watching TV is healthy like at all. I've been limiting my, I think last night I fell asleep with my headphones in. Good thing I didn't swallow one of them. But, excuse me, golly. But anyway, this almost comes to our conclusion on our second half. So what did we do first? We did current events. We'll do more of that, about 15 minutes. We've got a retro part, which I'm trying to get into, kind of do. We got coming up. I want to break it down with somebody. We need to do a sports section, and we need to do a gaming entertainment section. But for today, because it's just me, and I don't have a lot on in my head today, I wanted to just come out here and kind of knock this out, do a quick 30-minute Friday special with you. I for one, love Fridays. I think most people were in a great mood on Friday. Be careful out there if you're going out, having a good time tonight. Don't drink and drive. I want everyone to be well, stay healthy. I got to get back into working out. I got to drink a lot more water. Get your head right, stay healthy, cut your nails, take a shower, everything that you should be doing. And I'll keep producing these things, and I want to get them out to you on Wednesdays and on Fridays in the morning, so you have that to listen to, whatever you're doing, wherever you're going. I think 2 a week might be important. I've got some guests lined up, actually. I have 1, 2, 3 guests lined up. So we got some, we'll break the format there, even though I'm not great at format, guys. Would love your feedback, please. Honestly, give me a call, leave me a voicemail, 229-901-9714. And, hit me up at the_translator_podcast at Instagram, or the translator podcast at, TikTok, and follow, like, subscribe, follow, like, subscribe, follow, like, subscribe, follow. At the top of the hour, I played a clip from an old, I think it was from Tiger Belly episode with Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino, or it might have been from Andrew Santino's show. Can't remember, but I want to play you out with that. We don't have much time. Thank you so much for listening again. The Translator Podcast, aka Single White Male, and looking forward to see you next week. Thank you so much. I'll come at you with that Wednesday podcast next.
The idea of you walking down the street,
yeah,
makes
well. The
me
song
very
goes
happy.
Like this.
Oh yeah, tell me what, because you did it on your podcast.
Yeah, the song goes like this: dun, dun, dun. Me walking down the street, feeling so good to me. Yeah, yeah, having fun. My friends to the end. Do, 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 me walking down the street.
That's how it goes. I'm gonna record.